And we're back
for another edition of Black and a Half Reviews.
Yeah.
Yeah, not the normal one.
No, this is the
special.
Second, the second to best.
It's the spinoff version. It's the duplicate.
Oh.
It's like our duplicate.
I see what you did
doing,
there.
Yeah, doing a special spinoff show of the Black and a Half podcast where Manny and I go and see a movie and we review it.
And we let you know.
Yeah, well, you should. Yeah. Well, our opinions.
Our opinions.
We're not your fucking mother. Like, you go see it if you want to see a shitty movie or a good movie, whatever. So this is this edition. We just went and saw the movie Us,
which is pretty cool because Silas texted me this week. He's like, "Hey, do you want to go?" What you said, Us opens this week, and I was like, "You watched the U.S. Open?" Like, I was like, "What are you even talking about?" Like,
no, motherfucker, fucking movie. It's. You know, okay, two things that I find are funny is, one, neither of us really watch horror movies.
No, we're not huge fans of
the
genre.
And then the only reviews we've done so far are on
horror movies,
which is kind of funny. But
we had to go support our guy, Jordan
Peele.
Yeah,
Jordan Peele. I've been excited about this movie since the first
preview.
Trailer. Teaser trailer or whatever. It scared the crap out of me. You sent it to me, I think. And... it scared the crap out of me completely.
Yeah,
and
it's just one of those that's kind of just unsettling when you first see the trailer.
And then every single image I've seen of it, like every poster, has scared me. I've never been so tense going into a movie as this one.
You know, so I would definitely say the best poster we've seen was the, what's the thing that you kind of... the accordion?
Like an accordion
poster?
The
accordion one where you walk by it and it's one family and then you walk by the other side and it's the other family.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was definitely takes a cake. But
okay, so based off of the trailer, so we're going to try not to spoil the whole thing for you.
Yeah. So we might have a few spoilers. So, I mean.
It's, yeah. So, I mean, just, we're new at this.
Yeah.
So we don't want to give you the big, if there is a twist, I don't want to give it to you at
exactly.
the end. Right? But from... okay, so basically the movie is about this family who sees another version
of
themselves.
But it's like an evil version of them.
Right.
Which just terrorizes the shit out of them. And it's like, I couldn't even imagine going up against a version of myself that just had no conscience.
So it's just regular?
Yeah. You know what I mean? Just
And so I don't know why... Everyone, and even some people talk to us, like coming in, like, don't scare. And first, I was insulted.
Yeah,
I was
like,
because
we're
black.
Because
we're black.
Yeah,
it was white family.
It was like, don't scare us now.
Yeah,
do you think we're going to rob you?
Right.
Or some shit?
We're like, what? Because we're going to talk or something during. By the way, a lot of black people walked into this movie.
And I was like,
well, fuck, they're going to all talk.
We were ready for that shit.
Right. But nobody did.
Nobody
did. It was pretty quiet. I think the white people in front of us did talk when
they
said, like.
Yeah. And there was a white guy behind me.
Except I can't say much because I said that too. I said the same thing as they did. Like, oh, no. No, do not do that. I was just tense going in. I will say it wasn't my experience. It wasn't as scary as I anticipated it to be.
That's what I was thinking.
But it might because I had it. I was prepared to not sleep tonight.
Right.
Like,
definitely wasn't a lot of jumps in it. I definitely think it was more of a psychological thriller for myself.
Yeah.
Where you really kind of look at everything that's happening and you're like, fuck, if that shit happened in real life.
Yeah it's hard to like
it's hard to go into detail without like spoiling it, right?
Away, but like, I mean, but did you find it scary?
You know, that certain parts, I mean, I definitely was tense the whole time. I sat on the edge of my chair and I was just like, fuck, I don't know what's gonna happen next. I don't know.
I would catch myself that I hadn't been breathing.
Yeah.
I'd be like, take a breath, Silas. Like, I don't know. Like, so I was definitely, and I felt like the theater was quiet a lot.
Yes.
And I think that was because I was certainly interested in it.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to know what the hell was going on. And it's funny because when I thought it was going to wrap up too quick, and I was like,
it's like, yeah, that's
what?
It.
The story is bigger than the trailers lead on.
Right.
It is much bigger. I don't look forward to people are going to get ruined in this, like, after it's been out for a week, too, when they do those next set of commercials, you know, that show clips from it.
They show
audience
extra.
Are saying, and they give you extra. Like, if you can avoid any trailers, you should definitely avoid it because it does, there is enough more to the story that they don't reveal. And I think Get Out, Jordan Peele's first movie, was similar. Like,
right.
I didn't know a bunch of the stuff that happened in it.
And then all these trailers started coming
out. And then you're like, oh, well, there's more to it. And
right. And I would say if you get a chance to see it as soon as possible. So don't let anybody spoil it for you. But from an award-winning director standpoint.
Yeah, that would be me.
Yeah.
That would be me.
What did you think about the way they shot the film?
I mean, I thought that was amazing. I thought it was well crafted, well shot. I mean, I do think this. I have this feeling like it wasn't as good as I was hoping. It wasn't as good as I was hoping it was, but I do think it was a marvelous story.
Agreed.
I think it was. Like, I'm liking it more the further away from it I am. And I was like, wow, that was really good. I think it had some great acting.
Definitely. It's, you know, I would say that it's not as much jump. Like, I mean, there's a few good jump, like where you jump out of your seat kind of scares. But I'd say more gory than anything, in my opinion.
I could see that. But I don't even think it wasn't like Saw gory.
No, it wasn't like you actually saw like.
Yeah, but there was definitely blood going around. I think I really liked that he didn't rely on a bunch of jump scares.
Mm-hmm.
That he made like this scary environment for it, and this world.
Built a great world.
And you were like, well, what the hell's happening next?
Right, and how did this come to be? And
little pieces of foreshadowing.
Right.
Just like the guy on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
I realized later what he was doing,
right?
When it was with his hands,
yeah.
I was like, oh,
mm-hmm.
Like such a well-crafted story. And I think that's in today's age, it's hard to find, you know, new things,
right? And a new direction to take a movie,
yeah.
Right?
And
because everything's been done a million times, but something about Jordan Peele, the way he writes, the way he directs, you don't see it all coming. Which is, you know, hats off to him.
I mean, how did you like Nipalaki Asui? That's I believe it's her name.
Gosh, what's it? Napita?
Napita Samalaka?
Yeah.
I don't know. Napita?
I thought she was great. She played both roles really well. Yeah. I mean, for like without giving away too much, you know, she had two completely different speech patterns, two completely different like acting. I don't know. She encompassed both roles really well. I mean, she played the terrified mom, and then she played the aggressive mom. So great.
Right.
So, and the same thing for, you know, could be said for all the characters. I mean, the daughter and just how creepy her, you could see it in the trailer.
Those kids.
Kids
were
played
really well.
Yeah.
They did great jobs.
Seriously. And I mean, you know, like, I'll be honest, the little boy, his acting as the normal kid.
Yeah.
Was just kind of like, meh, for me. But as the like evil kid, I was like,
yeah, such a transformation.
Yeah, seriously. So,
one thing I really liked about this was, other than them playing the song "I Got Five on It,"
mm-hmm.
right? I don't think there was any reference to them being black.
No,
at all,
which was great.
Yeah,
and you know, I think that it had a great soundtrack.
Yeah.
You know, like they kept the movie going. But it was just like a normal family. You didn't think.
Right. There was no reference. There's just no reference to them being black.
Exactly.
I love that.
There's my black family. There's my black friends.
Yeah.
You never hear.
There wasn't even any jokes. Like I was waiting for I was almost expecting a joke on the beach when they said something.
Like we can't swim or something.
Or something. Yeah.
Yeah, something
I thought
stupid.
There'd be some hacky joke that I would have wrote or
right.
something. But then like. They didn't make any reference.
How great is that?
Yeah.
Yeah. The future of movies.
Right.
So.
And I'm sure that was a conscious effort.
Right.
Because it's got to be so easy just to say something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nobody said, black people don't do that. They're like, come on.
You know what I will say? From a, you know, seeing you direct in other, you know, films, I love that they use bright tones and still could make it a scary movie.
Yeah.
You know, I could actually see everything happen.
In the, like, it starts off on the beach and it's still scary.
Yeah.
You know? Like, yeah.
I mean, I think the opening scene starts off dark, you know, a little darker. But then throughout the rest of the movie, it's they don't really use, I guess, the darkness to scare you. Although, yeah. I mean, in a few parts, you know.
I like that the opening scene is something that we never saw, like, anything in the trailers for.
Right,
for the
right,
most
right.
Part. And so I was like, what? Because, I mean, you'll see in the first second that there's a little flashback to 1986.
Right.
And so I was like, this takes place in 1986.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Holy
I was like,
shit. And then they jump it forward after the establishment of it. And I really, so that was, it threw me off. There was so much on it that I was, parts that I would be expecting, and it didn't go that way.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there were some that I definitely did, I did predict a couple moments. I'm like, oh, that's going to happen.
Right.
But there was enough, there was enough things that I did not expect to happen that occasionally I was like, oh, I know it's going to happen, but I'm not sure.
Right.
Because he's doing some different things.
Yeah. I would say, you know, everybody had, you know, the acting was solid throughout. And that was one thing that I loved. The twists were great. But yeah, I mean, I would say the average, you know, if somebody's like, I can't watch horror movies, this is one you can go see. It's not really... I mean, it's more of a psychological thriller, I would say, more than anything.
Or
No. I mean, if you don't like blood.
No, I would stay away from it if you don't like blood.
If you don't like blood. But, I mean, as far as, like, you know.
It's not Saw. It's not Jason, you know. You're
right.
not going to see.
It's not like The Ring.
Yeah.
It's just one of those that, it's an original concept, and it was really cool.
Yeah. So, how would you rate it?
What are we rating it on a scale of? What's the black and a half? Are we giving it two? We're giving it a black and a half, or just a black, or a half?
Five cotton barrels. I don't know. wait a minute, six chicken wings. just a 1 to 10 scale. Like
1 to 10 scale. Okay, yeah, we'll do a 1 to 10 scale on this one, and then for future reviews, we're gonna have something creative. I promise, and then we'll have it.
We
at
said
the
that the last time, but we'll really do.
We'll
it
really
this time.
we're gonna get back into this. We'll be reviewing Shazam and other shit. I would probably out of 10, I would give it an 8.
Yeah, I'd agree. I'd go with 8.
Yeah,
I would definitely say go see it, enjoy it. It's not perfect.
Yeah.
But
don't let the other reviews overhype you on it. You know, because then it'll ruin it for you. So
right.
Let a review like Black and a Half be your testament.
Let us be your guide to entertainment in general.
That's right. Let us be your Jiminy Cricket. We gotcha.
Still
a little. I'm gonna
see it in the theaters.
Yeah,
though.
I'm not gonna sleep well, but I mean, you know, like,
I feel like I'm gonna think it's out of my head.
Yeah,
and then it's gonna like, fucking. There's a.
You're gonna be looking at our wives like,
there's
is that
a
really you bitch.
There's a mirror in my house.
Yeah,
that it took me literally 2 to 3 months.
Right.
To be in my brain that there's a mirror there.
Wow.
Because you go around a corner and it's there, and I just jump when I look at it, and I'll be like, that's me.
That
I know
would,
it's me.
You know, and it's in the trailers, but like, if you were to go look in a mirror and you saw the back of your head, how bad would that freak you out? I'd check myself in.
I'd be like, like, oh, Silas is trying to get booked.
Oh, man. But
okay. Yeah. So, hey, that was that's our review. Go see it. 8 out of 10. That's all we're talking about in this.
Yeah,
so.
And we stay tuned because we will be reviewing a few other movies coming up. So
yeah, all right. So we'll catch you around.
Yes, Black and a Half reviews.
Black and a Half reviews.
Stand by to receive our transmission. Stand by to receive our transmission.